Arkansas. Okay. Did you know that Joe Klein grew up in Saline County?
No.
Saline County, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Is that funny though? I had no
idea.
I've never heard. I never knew that Slater Moe was in Saline County.
I didn't either. I figured there's probably one Saline County, and I lived in it.
It's Missouri's version of Bryant.
Nice. Yeah.
Slater Moe.
It's probably a lot like that up there. Yeah. I bet. Okay. So in sync this week, you want to check this out. I know a lot of people are interested in this. Cover stories on the Trabs. A lot of new stuff. I've been here 13 years. As far as I can remember, this is the most new stuff. Obviously, the ballpark opened 7 years ago. That was a big deal. I think the management's kind of trying to shake things up a little. The park's getting to be, to the point where it's still great, but it's not as big a drawing point as it was. Now you've got new uniforms. You've got this crazy possum mascot. We've got him on the cover with Ace, the horse, and R.J. Alvarez, one of their hard-throwing newcomers. And so we talk all about the mascot, about the new food. There is actually a bar on third baseline now that you can order mixed drinks and craft beer from. So if you're sitting on the third baseline, you've had the beer garden over there.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting in the big-time seats over there, the reserve seats, you have a place that you can go right behind you. And actually, when we were there Sunday night or Saturday night, I went and used that place because it was right where we were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a bacon station. So there's burgers and different sandwiches. It's in where the hot corner used to be on the third baseline. Now you can get for $2 extra, get a couple strips of bacon on there.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got bacon cheesecake as well.
Wait, what?
Bacon cheesecake.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to try it next week.
Is it bacon in the cheesecake, or is it like on top, or is it bacon flavored sauce?
I haven't researched. I need
details,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we need to find out.
Don't come here half cocked with bacon cheesecake.
We were a little negligent there, I guess, but I think most people are intrigued by just that.
You piqued my interest.
If it's inside, on the top, whatever.
Yes, those are two great tastes to go great together.
Absolutely. So, the manager also, Philip Wellman, a lot of people know he had that tirade in 2007, probably the greatest managerial on-the-field incident ever in baseball history.
Ripped and threw bases?
Yeah, threw bases. He. The thing that got me was, and I asked him, how did you come up with this? He belly crawled to the pitcher's mound and threw the rosin bag like a hand grenade. I'm like, how do you think about doing that? But I sat down and talked to him last week for about 20 minutes. Great guy. And he's been 18 years in double A or single A rookie league baseball, and you can tell he's got the knack for that, developing these young guys, getting mm-hmm. ready. He's coached so many guys to the big leagues, a lot of the Braves players, Frank Coor, and guys like that. So he's done a great job. And I think some people thought that when he did that would be like the end of his career, but it's not like Bob Knight throwing a chair across a court. I mean, and managers do crazy stuff
sure.
like this. Was at the top of the scope end of crazy, but not, I don't think
did he want to talk about that, or was he
he said, this is something that's gone viral, millions of people have seen sure. it. I can't really shy away from it, so I talk about it.
Own it, baby.
I think he's kind of used it as a learning experience, and I think he said his club really appreciated it, because apparently one of the umpires was really giving him the business. And some of these guys, they're younger, they're trying to come up. They may not handle situations the way they should, and I think there may have been some conversations with the ump and one of his players, and I think he was saying, look, I'm going to go to bat for you guys, and I'm going to go out there and make a butt of myself for you, and mm-hmm. I think they appreciated it.
This weekend in Bryant, Arkansas, at the Center in Bryant,
yep.
7 o'clock, a former Razorback shooting great joins another one, and I'm assuming they'll be on opposite teams?
No, they're playing together.
Scotty Thurman, Pat Bradley on the same team, that is unfair. But it's all going on Saturday night. Talk to me.
Well, you know what happened was?
Well, what happened was?
Ernie Murray, my right-hand man. I love Ernie. I met him in Pine Bluff 5 years ago. Love that guy to death. And I know you guys, he's a regular on here.
We love him all.
Yeah.
Well, we had to kick him off because he made some remarks.
Uh-oh. Well,
that was, you know what? He was right. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, he
love you, Emo.
He speaks the truth. So he got tired of losing. I think they've lost 3 straight years in the high school kids.
What am
so
I getting
like,
myself
I'm
into?
I'm going to get the ringers. I'm going to get the
usually plays?
Well.
So who is it? You're playing what? High school kids against these former Razorbacks?
Yeah, high school seniors.
Is it Bryant High School?
Boys and girls. No, from Bryant, Benton, Bauxite, Harmony Grove. And we have had Glen
some
Rose.
Good players.
We have had Glen Rose, but they're not playing this year. They had some injuries and some other things. So it's about anywhere between 10 and 14 kids, usually against 8 or 9 or 10 Razorbacks. Most of the time, these guys are out weighing them and out physicaling them. Mm. But the high school kids have found a way to get it done. And last year went into overtime.
Really?
Yes, and it's gotten pretty heated. I know Sam Muncy, he played one
Sammy
year
Muncy,
and kind of
sure.
got into
Love
a
Sammy.
Little fisticuffs.
Did he really?
I thought I was going to have to jump over the table to restrain
gosh.
Him. Yeah,
Sammy.
I didn't know Sammy had a vertical leap, and
Sammy can get
he
up.
He went
now.
Up to dunk the ball, and a kid from Benton High School, pretty good high school player, 6'7" kid, blocked him and knocked him down. And Sam had a few choice words that I can't
really?
Say on the air right now, and I
dumb,
thought kind of got in.
Can I throw this at you?
Yeah.
I know you want me to play, but can I somehow coach the high school team?
You talked about it when we came on the air. I think that's a brilliant idea.
No, that's chicken.
I want to coach and play.
Oh my gosh! So you're going to coach the high school?
I'll put them in a zone, a packed-in zone defense, and I'll check myself into the game.
Oh, I see how you're going to work it. No, that's weak. Come on, don't be a punk.
No, I want to coach because I like to coach these kids
well,
and coach them up.
We are looking for one, and we reached out to a few people. So
you weren't desperate.
Maybe
enough.
We can make it work.
I never got a call. Who else is playing?
We have got Anthony Lucas, who's been a stalwart. He's played every year.
He's great.
Sam Olajabutu. There's a guy you do not want to take it to the rack
Butu.
Against.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's my height, but he's a lot thicker and stronger.
Yep. Yeah. He.
Chris Baker, is he a baller?
Baker's good. Yeah, I've played
he
with him.
Like
not,
an athlete.
Not bad.
Baker's
not
good.
Bad.
He's
pretty,
yeah, he is good.
Bad.
I played with
and
him.
And then Reggie Merritt, who was a walk-off, 94 national championship team. Works for the Little Rock School District.
Is
Allie
Freeman Jr. or Senior?
Senior.
Okay, because Allie Freeman Jr. can really ball.
He can.
Senior still got some game?
I think so. He hasn't played in our event. I know he's getting up there a little
bit. I see Senior and Junior at the LRAC getting extra shots up, like on a nightly basis. Yeah.
Who's a better shooter?
Senior still got him. But
yeah.
He's Allie Freeman.
Yeah, he
think
is.
Think about it.
That's true.
You know, of course, Ernie and Ernie does the best job of talking smack. He'll hit a couple shots here and there, but
he's not mic'd up, is he?
He mostly likes to sit over there on the bench and talk trash to the high school kids and try to get them to miss some shots. But the thing is, it's just a whole lot of fun.
What does it benefit, Nate?
It benefits Imagination Library. That's a program that Dolly Parton came up with several years ago in her area of Tennessee, and it went nationwide. So what happens is,
Time out.
Okay.
Dolly Parton came up with something called Imagination Library.
Yes.
You hooked up with Dolly?
No.
But there are
Dolly,
it's just funny to me because there are a lot of guys that have not had to use much of their imagination when it comes to Dolly Parton, but they've thought about her a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So in her impoverished area of Tennessee where she grew up, you know, obviously literacy is a tough issue. So she came with this program that gives kids from newborn to 6 years old books, free books every month. Mm-hmm. So the Saline County Library System adopted the program, needed fundraisers to raise the money because you have to raise $30,000 to get into the program. I think we're almost to that point. We've been doing this 5 years. They do other fundraisers too. But I was in a group called Leadership Saline County 5 years ago, and every year you have to come up with a class project. So it was my idea, and Derek Phillips, who's the Parks and Rec Director at Bryant, decided to keep it going with Imagination Library and working with the library. And so the last couple years I've helped them put it on, even though I'm not, you know, the leadership program's over. We've kept it going, and I think it's been a really good thing, raise some money. And the biggest thing is when you get all those guys together, we eat catfish and chicken afterwards, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, now you're talking.
That's what you'll enjoy, Pat, is just a camaraderie.
Well, I'm bringing my mother and my sister, I don't want to be embarrassed
in
front of family.
And they can eat with us, and you won't be embarrassed.
Okay.
Just sit out there and hit a couple of your threes, and it'll be all good.
See, I want to coach.
Oh, come on.
I want to coach.
Man up.
It's about the kids.
Grow a pair.
It's about the kids.
You're embarrassing. Mary.
They're in a lot better shape than me, too.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
What's up?
Hey, where did you find information that Michael Jordan was banned from the NBA?
There are rumors that have abounded about – and don't get me wrong, I'm the biggest Michael Jordan fan around, but I'm just saying that there is a
– Air Jordans were banned from the NBA, but Michael, the tennis shoes.
Mary. Get on him, Mary. Get on him, Mary.
You never heard that before?
No, I have never heard that Michael Jordan was banned from the NBA.
Yes, there's a lot of stories and a lot of talk of a backroom deal that he was banned for 2 years for gambling. And that's why he went and played baseball, not because of some childhood desire that he wanted to fulfill, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I don't know if it's true or not, but there's been a lot of smoke about it. I mean, it's nothing that we're going to lose sleep over, but I think there are some people that think there's legitimacy to it. I said it tongue-in-cheek, so I don't know if there is, and I really don't care. Mike's my man. I got a poster of Michael Jordan hanging up on my wall in my office.
Yeah, I was just a child at the time, but, you know. Okay,
Us old guys saw him play in person.
Don't let Justin get away with that, Mary.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me out.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, no, I don't. Because the thing is about Michael, I don't care if he did it or not. Unlike a lot of other things that people do wrong, I actually do not care at all if Michael Jordan gambled on baseball, basketball, football, golf. I don't care if he what he did.
What if he gambled on his own games?
I do know this. As long as he bet on himself, I'm fine with it. I do know this. He and his new wife are expecting twins, or just, they just had twins, I think, right?
Yeah, him and his she's a beautiful young darling of a wife.
Yes, she is not unattractive.
She is not. You're right. That's a good point. It's a good way to describe her.
Let me say this about your woman, Mike. She ain't ugly. She ain't ugly at all. It is 12:21. We'll find out what's up in